Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to your Self-Discipline for Success hypnotic download from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name's Roger Elliott and I'm Managing Director of Uncommon Knowledge. To get the best from this session, please make sure that you're seated in a comfortable chair or lying down comfortably somewhere. First, before you begin to relax deeply, I'd like to say a few words about self-discipline and success. The more a person manages their own behaviour and actions, the more success and happiness they will experience in their lifetime. Self-discipline is not about punishment or even a restrictive lifestyle. It's about your ability to consistently pursue actions, thoughts, and behaviours that result in personal improvement instead of focusing on instant gratification. Being disciplined also increases your sense of being in control of your life, an important factor in feeling optimistic and contented. If you really want to succeed at a task, then self-discipline is essential. A vital factor in the success of truly great sports people, musicians or business people is not natural talent, but the amount of time they spend practicing. Success flows from self-discipline. And you probably already know that once you focus on what you want and become motivated, then self-discipline naturally comes more easily. Sadly, many people lead their lives regretting not having done the things they really wanted to. Don't be just another if-only person. With self-discipline, you can achieve success and be fulfilled. It's often the case that people don't achieve their full potential because they give up when they simply don't feel like doing something. It's plain that if we only did the things we felt like doing, we wouldn't achieve much. A champion sports person wouldn't remain a champion for long if they watched TV instead of practicing because they couldn't be bothered. So self-discipline means persevering and keeping going, even when it might feel easier to give up. We tend to be misled into thinking that great ideas will reap rewards immediately and that success can happen overnight. A number of famous people have been quoted as saying, "It took years to achieve my overnight success." When you go and see a successful movie, for example, you see the end product, a film that lasts about an hour and a half. What you don't see is the thousands of hours of planning and effort that went into transforming an idea or a dream into a blockbuster. Thomas Edison, inventor of the light bulb and many other things, famously said, "Genius is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration." Listening to this download will help give you the self-discipline that will allow you to persevere and achieve success. Every big success has a number of smaller milestones along the way, and each of those smaller goals is a triumph of its own. Each success will be both the result of self-discipline and the fuel to inspire you towards that bigger goal. Human beings instinctively derive pleasure from achieving something that requires some effort and endeavour. The pleasure we derive from working something out for ourselves is so much greater than being presented with something on a plate. Self-discipline goes hand in hand with optimism. Optimists work harder and have the wisdom to regard any setbacks as temporary and useful feedback rather than a catastrophe. Studies into salespeople show that optimists make over 50% more sales than pessimists. That optimistic drive gives them the resilience to keep going even after a knockback. Each knockback is seen as taking them one step closer to a successful sale. So develop your self-discipline and become more optimistic, and this will ensure you have greater success. This in turn will feed your motivation to continue to be even more disciplined and create a wonderfully virtuous circle. People with strong self-discipline also know that it's important not to work themselves into the ground, but to have the discipline to take a rest. Of course, we all have self-discipline in some part of our lives, even if it's only the self-discipline to get dressed before going out of the house. A century ago, my great-grandfather used to drive a horse and carriage. He was a skilled driver, and he could harness the most powerful horses to pull a heavy carriage with great speed, agility, and control. And self-discipline is like being the driver of a carriage, the part of the mind that harnesses and guides the powerful ambition and energy that drives your projects forward. Without the drive of self-discipline, ambition is just like a rudderless speedboat, directionless and expending energy with no result. And you can begin to get a sense of what it's like to be the driver of a powerful team of horses, or a time when you too had that calm, confident, unstoppable self-discipline to achieve something and be your best. And with that in mind, and an awareness of some goal or project in which you would like to have greater self-discipline, I'd like you just to prepare to relax nice and deeply. And you can allow your eyes to gently close. As you listen to my voice, you can prepare to become totally comfortable, to relax more deeply, knowing that you have a conscious mind and an unconscious mind. And your conscious mind can feel free to drift or wander where it will, as your unconscious mind now listens deeply. And you can become curious about just how quickly or deeply you can relax now and really enjoy and experience the sensation of floating into a dreamlike state of rest and calm. And you don't have to try too hard to make things happen or to try to stop things from happening. Perhaps interesting or curious thoughts and sensations on the outside or deep within, or both, just letting your imagination wander. And you don't even have to listen carefully or remember everything consciously, as your unconscious remembers everything, like a time or a place when you relax deeply can come to mind, consciously or unconsciously. Getting a sense of such a time when wonderful rest and calm came so naturally. And that could be a time outside or a special place inside or somewhere in your imagination. The kind of rest full of serenity and calmness that gently flows into every cell of you. That's right. A time when you relaxed completely and everything around seemed bathed in smooth, silky harmony. Drifting through time and space into that time and that place, enjoying the feeling of soothing rest, floating up the legs, into the arms, into those hands know how to relax, the muscles in the hands know how to relax deeply, instinctively. Even the fingertips can drift deeper and deeper relaxed. That's it. And a friend of mine owned a car. It was a rare beauty, an old sports car of fine pedigree. and to ride in that car was an exhilarating experience on a summer's day. The hood down, the wind in your hair, the roar of the engine on a beautiful day, the gentle warmth of the sun relaxing the muscles on the face and hands. It's a joyful memory that I treasure. But to run at its best, that car needed regular attention and only the best high-grade fuel. And my friend found that when he regularly maintained that car, giving it the attention that it needed, then it ran smoothly and reliably. And if he neglected it, that car would let him know that it needed attention, and it would splutter and stall. Just like the energy that drives projects and goals needs the lubrication of self-discipline to keep everything running smoothly. That's right. A powerful, unstoppable sense of self-discipline running smoothly. A real part of you. Now you might like to remember a time when you felt self-discipline, and you can imagine what it feels like to have the unstoppable power of total self-discipline in your life. That's it. Just a feeling of being in control of yourself. Ignoring calls for short-term pleasures in favor of the long-term gain. As you go deeper relaxed. And if self-discipline had a color, I wonder what color that would be. You can notice that now. Appearing within your mind or body, and then spreading into every muscle fiber and cell of you. That's it. Soaking your entire being in deep, strong self-discipline. That's it. It can feel like a physical force. Starting perhaps in a finger or in a foot, maybe in the chest or the solar plexus. Just allow that feeling of being in complete control of yourself to wash over you. That's it. Charging you up, soaking into every cell of you. That sense of applying consistent effort to so many areas of your life. Having your mind fixed firmly on the far goal. Ignoring distractions. That's it. Just as the sun, a constant source of energy, heat and light, always glowing and shining even when you can't see it. The same way self-discipline can be a constant source of energy, illuminating and fueling the path to success, always burning within you. Now some project or goal where you would really notice the benefit of more self-discipline can come to mind. And you can notice now how different things will be when you have that fuel of total self-discipline. Just imagining how that task or project will run much more smoothly now. Your unconscious mind, like the pilot at the helm of a boat, steering and guiding even when seas are rough, staying on course. And they say that smooth seas do not make skillful sailors. Self-discipline can guide your boat through the roughest seas, charting the course for success through the toughest of storms. That's it. And now, just as in some kind of playful dream, you can just get an idea of yourself, almost as if you're watching, in a fascinating way, a pleasant memory from the future, being fired up with self-discipline. Just noticing the way you move, the things you're doing, when you have that unshakable discipline. And just notice yourself, almost as if perhaps you're on a television screen going through a whole day from start to finish in about 15 seconds of hypnotic time. Noticing yourself getting things done with that self-discipline, ignoring distractions, staying on course. And then that feeling of satisfaction when you've achieved what it was that you wanted to do. And just notice now that even if a voice in your head tries to lure and distract you into doing something less rewarding and satisfying, like watching TV perhaps, you have the strength now to just carry on and do what it is you really want to do. And the more that you ignore that annoying little voice, the quicker it will lose interest and go away. And from today and in the days to come, every time you ignore that sly inner voice, you can notice your self-esteem and confidence growing. The more you ignore that voice, the more your self-discipline increases to achieve what it is that you really want to achieve. Get a sense now of what it's like really wanting to get on with a task like it's irresistible, and then hearing that stupid little inner voice trying to lure you away, and feel that irresistible force of wanting to get on, like the driver with his powerful team of horses, pulling the carriage onwards towards its destination, ignoring all distractions. That's it. A seemingly unstoppable force that can surge and charge throughout your body. As deeper rest and relaxation spreads throughout you now. As you realize now just how valuable a part of you self-discipline is, now and in a year's time and in 5 years' time or 10 years' time, you can have a sense of yourself when that wonderful self-discipline has become such a natural, instinctive part of you. Spend a few moments now seeing yourself at that time in the future, noticing how successful you are, and how that self-discipline has guided and steered your energy and enthusiasm, allowing you to be the best that you can be. That's it. And in a few moments, you can enjoy, really enjoy, the hypnotic, dreamlike experience of looking back from that time in the future, maybe 5 or 10 years, looking back towards now, and noticing how self-discipline became an intrinsic part of you. Noticing every step, the new learnings and the wisdom that you gained. Noticing how self-discipline helped you achieve what you wanted to achieve. That expert carriage driver steering the team of horses onwards to its destination. And in a few moments, and with a powerful sense of optimism about how things are going to be different, I'll begin to count from 1 to 5, and on number 5 you can open those eyes feeling fully awake and relaxed. From 1, just becoming more aware of any sounds around. And 2, just preparing yourself to return to full wakeful alertness. And 3, becoming more and more awake in your mind and body. To 4, and 5, eyes open and wide awake. That's good. And of course, self-discipline, like any other habit, requires to be embedded over time, to become a real part of you. So I encourage you to listen to this download regularly at first, until you notice how self-discipline is becoming a more natural part of your everyday life. Remember also to check out other useful and related sessions from hypnosisdownloads.com, such as Perseverance and Developing Optimism. My name's Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you very much for listening, and the best of luck to you.